Hello.
Hello.
And welcome. This is the Percentage Game where Goose's Quizzes, we're part of Goose's Quizzes. My name's Scott and Louie's over there.
Hello.
And we've got some fun for you today. We've got five Percentage Game questions coming up. But before that, we're going to discuss the best thing that I ever bought from an infomercial. We'll talk about that just a little bit before. It was a webcam, an early webcam, but it was like a camera that you could take around. It was like a GoPro, but it was only about 1.2 megapixels on it, so it took very bad photos. So there we go. Done. That's out of the way.
Cute. I'm glad we waited to discuss that.
Right? But everyone's been sending theirs in the chat, so we'll go through some more of them later. But we don't have time for that right now because we are going to get into a percentage game. Five questions. This is a new league, fresh new league, week one.
Yeah, you've taken me aback here with how enthusiastic you are. Straight off the bat. Usually I have to go through some of the intro stuff.
Oh, well, you can take it through.
No, you're storming ahead. Go for it. I was going to say yes.
Well, yes, yeah. It is week one again. League three, week one. We've ironed out most of the creases, right? It's just Louie and myself on today. Goose is still away in his honeymoon. I think he's in the honeymoon phase now of his holiday.
Yeah. He's playing golf, I think.
He's golfing.
Yeah.
Italy golfing.
Italy golf.
Is Italy big for golf?
They've got some golfers, yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
None that you can name off the top of your head.
Oh, yeah. The Molinari brothers, the two brothers who played golf, played in the Ryder Cup team.
Okay. Good. Mario?
Sure.
Mario Golf's definitely a game.
Mario Golf, yeah.
Nice.
Cool. Mario.
Good for him. Excited to see how his golfing gets on. Has he submitted for this week?
Yep.
He has?
Yep.
Right. Okay. So it's not just me versus the audience, in a way.
If you want it on screen, we can do it on screen as well.
We can try and get that up on screen. Yeah. Because, yes, this is a watchable event if you want to join us on Fridays. Well, today's Thursday, but usually Fridays. But it's another week, league. Very excited. Didn't really go that well compared to the first one that I won. But we'll see. But, yeah, did you base the questions on anything in specific this time, this week? Specific questions? No. Or just pick some random ones?
No.
Didn't theme them around anything in particular?
No, I don't want to shatter the illusion, but I don't think I've ever themed them.
Okay.
On any subject.
Oh, no, well, that was when we had guests on, made it sort of related.
Oh, yeah, a little bit.
All right, well, let's jump into the explanation, the rules of the percentage game. And then we can get started. We can just cruise on through episode one, week one of league three. Right. Percentage game rules. This is how it works. There are five quiz questions that have been asked to thousands of teams that have taken part in our online and real life pub quizzes. Those competing in the percentage game must guess the percentage of teams that got that answer correct. Whoever gets closest to the actual percentage gets the most points, and the further away you are, the fewer points you get. The audience answer is taken as an average and is made up of anyone who has filled out the form prior to the game. The winner after five questions is the one with the most points. You also get an individual score added to the league, which will run through if you stick around after the live recordings on Fridays. If you want to contribute to the audience average, keep your eye on our social media or Discord as we release the entry form a week before the recording, so you have plenty of time to ponder your answers. Well, good. Thank you, me, from the past. Oh, all right. Okay, should I try and get Goose's thing up?
Yeah, it should be good to go. I've just copied his scores in there, so we should be fine.
All right, beauty. So it's me versus the audience versus the world.
Yeah. Anyone else want to be on screen? If you've submitted, we can discuss it live on screen.
We should say congratulations to Ray for winning the last one.
Yep. Big congrats. What's Scott making you?
Yeah, we'll get a prize pack out.
Taxidermy.
taxidermy. We get a taxidermy price back. I went to an antique shop yesterday, and there was a lot of taxidermied animals. There was like a bison head.
Okay.
Yeah, there's some quite big ones. Lots of little ones as well, which was quite sad. But and then a fox that was not with the other ones. It was like curled up in a nest, like at eye height on a shelf. So that was concerning to turn around and look at. But anyway, more about that later. Let's jump into some questions. I'm ready for it. I'm ready. Oh, I thought you were going to take it then.
I was.
Oh, no. Wrong one. Okay.
There we go. Now I can come alive. Yeah, welcome. Five questions. Answer from Scott. Percentage from him as well. Percentage from everyone else. Whoever's closest gets most points. Whoever's furthest away gets least points, limited points, I suppose, in this case. We'll get them on screen. I didn't check if they're all the right size. Totally forgot. We'll find out in a second. Question one. Romulus was the legendary founder and first king of which European city? So question one. Romulus was the legendary founder and the first king of which European city? Answer percentage. We do a little prediction too. Scott versus the world.
Yeah.
Who will win question one?
So again, if you're unfamiliar, Twitch, where we do this live, has like a loyalty thing. So you can earn points and then you can predict who's going to win using those points. It's not gambling. It's definitely not gambling. And then you can win and then you can use those points to redeem certain features to do with us on stream. Make us draw a picture, make us stand up, alter our score a little bit. So if that tempts you, you can try and help or hinder. But if that tempts you, come on in. I've got my answer and percentage. I'm not sure how I feel about this one. I don't know. But I'm ready.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. What do you go for?
I put Rome.
Okay, and?
88%.
88%, and Rome, says Scott.
I was thinking immediately, I thought Athens, because I didn't know, but then I think this is probably makes more sense with the nomenclature.
Well, you would hope so. So the answer is Rome.
Good.
Yeah, good. Otherwise, his brother was called Remus, so Reem, which is a place in France.
Oh, okay. Related to?
Well, I think 90% of things named in Europe are named after some sort of Roman origin, so I wouldn't put it past it.
That makes sense.
Let's find out if Reem's named after Rome.
I'll do that.
Reem. Yeah, it is Rome. It's a good thing. It's not the other way around. And you said, we'll get it on screen, 88%. There we go. We got Goose's guesses as well. He went higher. He said 96%.
Ooh,
for that one.
Well, that is quite high now.
Quite high. The actual percentage from all the teams we've asked for the millions of years came out at 93.4.
Okay.
So he's closer, Scott. It's going to be very funny when you come third in a two-horse race.
I know.
You could have left him in the audience and not put him on stage here, but instead...
That's all right.
You've got him up. He's closer. So the audience average from all the teams that we asked, you've got the numbers on screen there. So Goose said 96, Actual was 93, Scott said 88. The audience average from people that filled in the form came out at 85.3%. So the furthest away, which means 1 point to the man who isn't here, 2 points to Scott, who is here, and 1 point.
3 points to Goose.
Yeah, 2 points to me. Who's in first?
One, on yeah, the round. Yeah. It's very confusing.
It is.
Just like in golf. Oh, no, it's not like in golf.
No.
High score wins in this game.
Yeah, you want to play as little golf as possible.
Yeah.
Reem. What's Reem named after?
There was a... I didn't see anything immediately, but I also don't know how to spell Reem. Remusopolis, if Remus made Rome, according to Quora, the the epitome of knowledge on the internet.
Named after the Remi tribe.
Where are they from?
They're a Belgic tribe dwelling in the some valley in France in the Iron Age and Roman period.
Some valley. There we go. Some valley. Good.
Oh, wow. I mean, how small the world is that Reem was invaded in 1451 by Attila the Hun. That's a long way. You don't think of him going that far west.
I mean, made some moves, right?
He made moves, didn't he? But that is quite far.
Okay. On his gap year, went all the way to...
went all the way to Reem.
Yeah.
Reem? Yeah. Yeah, it's a good thing. That reminded me of like them... One of the first things that anyone and lecturer ever said at uni.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing to do with whatever it is we were meant to be learning about. He said it was a good thing. So on the subject, it was a good thing Rome was named after Romulus, not Remus.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good thing Spider-Man. It's a good thing Peter Parker wasn't bitten by a radioactive man.
Man.
Oh no, I've developed all the powers of a man.
Average white man.
Ah! No, man.
Oh, all right, well, that's it. That's question one done. Not a great start to me.
No.
But we'll see. You had a gripe that you came up with earlier in the week that there was...
I don't know. I mean, I don't even remember why I say when we record this. I've not listened to a podcast back. Yeah. I just throw things in the ether and then sometimes we make discussion points around them.
I mean, you felt pretty strongly about this, it seems.
I mean, I felt pretty strongly last week about horns or fangs.
Yeah. And how do you feel now? Do you want to change your answer?
What did I say? Did I say anything? I don't think I said anything.
Don't think you did.
I think it was too divisive a subject.
I'm still going to go with horns.
Yeah. It's look, we don't go back and listen to last week's episode.
But this week's, you think that there's too many job titles.
Yeah.
Elaborate.
I mean, it's self-explanatory, isn't it? There's too many titles. Like every job needs to be reclassified as like either emails or hands-on or people.
Right. So physical labor.
Nah, something. Yeah. There's probably like five categories. Someone else can do the legwork. I just want to say that there's too many job titles.
Right. Okay. What would you think that your job title falls in?
Emails. Yeah.
What would mine do? Because I do some emails, some hands-on stuff.
Hands-on.
Just hands-on.
Yeah.
Okay. But are you saying that there's like a fringe of each job, that like Venn diagram that kind of touches on?
A little bit. Yeah, maybe a little bit. But that was it. You'd search for, you're looking for a job, you'd say hands-on job. These are all the things. You've done some hands-on work.
But it depends on the skill set, right? Because if I say, yeah, I can do hands-on, and someone wants me to like lay a slab of concrete, I've never done that.
I think you'd learn pretty quick.
Yeah, but not quick enough to do it well. That's like structural integrity of someone's, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, no, but I've made some t-shirts.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Hands-on. You can probably do the same thing.
But like I said, someone else can figure out exactly how it's going to work.
Right.
But there's too many titles that...
Or if someone comes to you and it's like, I need you to make a new Google. I see that you've done emails.
Yeah.
Can you please do that?
Or make a new Google.
Yeah. 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 I think there's probably a few holes I could poke in it.
No, it's a better system than what we have now.
Okay. What would, let's say, hospitality. Is that hands-on? That's not emails.
No, that's hands-on.
Okay. That's very different to like carpentry, though.
Yeah.
Okay. What about farming?
Hands on. Look, are they sending emails?
Probably, if they're selling goods.
A lot of emails. No.
Depends.
It's hands on. Hands on. That's a good point.
So how many emails do you have to send a week for it to be an email job versus a hands-on job?
12.
All right. So you're definitely crunching the numbers on that one.
Look, this is more a general point. I thought Kirsty was going to be here and she would,
I would
explain my thinking and then Kirsty would do the legwork.
Okay, what about, speaking of Kirsty, what about like graphics design?
Hands-on.
But you have to send a lot of emails in that.
No, look, I'm not saying it's a perfect system. I'm saying we could reclassify everything into more categories than I've given, but I just want them simplified.
Okay.
Maybe like 6 categories. I don't know.
6 categories instead of like bar manager, laborer, electrician.
No, stuff like account executive.
Right.
What's that?
Oh, I couldn't tell you.
Yeah. I mean, oh, what is it?
But also, I'm not really looking for one.
Yeah, but what's an account executive? Emails.
True, true. Personal banker?
Banking, I imagine. But there's too many vague titles out there. Look, I didn't want to pick a fight with farming.
Farmers. Farmers, you're all right by us.
I didn't want to. It was more the vague titles that exist in more corporate structures.
So made up ones, kind of like mine.
Yeah. account exec.
Yeah. No, I get it. Just to kind of like look fancy.
Yeah, similar.
So you could have a hands-on job inside of an email company.
Like channel partner. That came up.
Well, that's... yeah, right.
Group coordinator. Key account manager.
Yeah, okay, that is too many.
Already.
Is that in the same job? Are you on Indeed looking for jobs?
No, I just looked up similar ones. What else? Inside salesperson.
Oh, can only do business inside.
Yeah.
You're not leaving, Jeremy.
Get out of here.
All right. Okay. Yeah, I can probably get on board with that.
Investments representative.
Yeah, that seems a bit too far. Major. Everyone's a representative, really, aren't they?
Ah. Yeah. That's my gripe. Look, I don't want to pick a fight with farmers. They're not the enemy.
That's okay. We're not change our focus on that.
Like one. I said, I'm not going to listen to this anyway, so I don't really mind.
All right, let's do question number 2.
Question two. The Noid was a character in the 1980s advertising of which U.S. pizza chain? So question two. The Noid was a character in the 1980s advertising which U.S. pizza chain? We've got a question in the live chats asking if the UK office ever rivaled the U.S. office in popularity on your side of the pond.
I've never seen the UK office in full. There weren't as many episodes of it, was there?
No,
not at all. Also, I seem to have lost my marker, so I can't write down answers. I don't know where it's gone.
Not for me, because it came out in the year 2002 and I was too young.
The UK?
Yeah.
Right.
It came out quite early on, whereas I was advertised the US office a bit more.
When I got to the age,
yeah, you can submit whenever you want. So you can submit just now and it should come through for this question, all future questions. So, yeah, it takes up a bigger cultural, resonance for me. Whereas 2002, I was probably still watching Pokemon.
Yeah, that makes sense. Have you gone back and watched the UK one?
No, I don't really like Ricky Gervais. Yeah. So, yeah. And he's quite heavy in it. He's like, takes up a lot of the screen time.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he's the boss, isn't he? What's his name? Not Michael Scott. The UK Michael Scott.
UK. Yeah, I don't really like Ricky Gervais, and so I'm not in a rush to go and watch
it. Yeah, I get it. I think I've seen like the first episode and was just like, huh. David Brent, that's who it is. Yeah.
Before memes were memes, say the chat.
Yeah, but I've heard a lot of people over here just be like, nah, US Office. So if that answers your question, but yes, yeah, I feel the same about Ricky Gervais. Don't have much time for him. All right, I've got an answer. Sorry, Ricky, if you're listening. Not really. Okay, here we go.
Yeah, you can still do your form. Fill it in, get in time. We'll maybe give it a second then so people can catch up in that case. I'll do a prediction. Scott did not win.
God. Last time.
Oh, I forgot to put the extra thing in. Can I avoid it?
I guess so.
I don't know if I can. I must be able to.
Sure, just finish it now.
Delete.
Finish it right now.
Delete and return. I forgot Goose is here. Prediction. Yeah, for latecomers, get it in there. We'll
get your answers in. Get your predictions in. Your percentages.
There we go. That'll do.
Nice. Good. That guy, the guy who plays the Dwight equivalent,
Mackenzie Crook.
Yes. And is he the same guy?
Oh no, the tall guy,
the kind of gangly one.
Yeah,
he looks like the guy from Pirates of the Caribbean.
He is. No, that's the other guy.
That's the other guy.
Yeah.
They just look the same. All right, prediction's done. Hopefully you got your beans in. I'm ready.
3, 2, 1, go. What do you put?
I put Domino's in 59%.
59% says Scott and Domino's. And yeah, well, I believe you wrote this, so.
Oh yeah, I did write this question.
Scott, what's the answer?
Well, I think it is Domino's. I read it a while ago.
Correctamundo.
Yes.
Domino's is correct. We'll get your guess on the screen. So you said 59. Goose, playing from abroad, said 62. So you guys are pretty close here.
Close.
62. The actual for this one came out at 36.3%, which is low.
That's very low.
Which is very low. But where did the audience come? So there is plenty of scope in there. Scott, you're 22 away, so you could definitely sneak in if you went for a low one. Anywhere between 36.3%, 59%. The audience average came out at 63.4. So quite far away, and just farther away than Goose. So that means Scott gets full points, 2 points to Goose, 1 to the audience for that one.
That's a very soft win for me.
Hey, they all
so
count.
Far away.
They all count.
That's true. Well, there we go. One of our viewers has just done it in the Tesco car park. Filled their answers out.
Filled the answers in.
Good to see. Best place for it, I see.
Yeah.
Just do it completely on a whim. Done. Don't think too much about it. You can think a lot about it, though, if you want. All right. Moving on to your next... once.
Stephen Merchant is the other guy.
Stephen Merchant.
I don't think he was in it that much, but he co-wrote it.
Oh, he's the one that's got does a podcast with Ricky Gervais.
Yeah.
And he's also in the Stupid Abroad, Idiot Abroad. Right. Not who I was thinking of.
No. Well, that's Mackenzie Crook then, so the tall guy.
Right. And is that the person from Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yes.
Okay. All right, what a get. Good pull from me. But your next want in everyday life, Louis, is like positive reviews for people.
Yeah. After spending a month here in Edinburgh.
Yeah. During Fringe.
Lots of months here. A month here.
I was going to say, you spend more than a month.
Over August, when the Fringe is on, you see a lot of, you know, 5-star reviews, positive reinforcements.
Yeah. For shows.
Yeah. And I would like that to be incorporated into everyday life.
Okay. I think that's, yeah. I think that's a very valid thing. There's a lot of negativity in the world.
Yeah. So you just go around slapping 5-star stickers on random things.
Okay. Just like
reviews.
Good fire hydrant.
Yeah.
Saw it working once. Put out fire, 5 stars.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay.
Everyday things, just to people things. I wouldn't put them on people themselves, but
yeah,
people's businesses.
Yeah.
Business eye.
But that's also like, there should be a sort of like a sign for people to be open to that sort of thing. So you're not just going harassing people with like 5-star reviews and things like that. Because even if it's a compliment, it might not be warranted or like wanted. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like a TripAdvisor, but like an IRL TripAdvisor.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any that you would like to do right now? You can shout them out if they're good. Maybe redact the name if they're not so good.
No.
Uh-huh.
No, no. No one's impressed me at all.
Okay. But you'd like to introduce it just in case there is someone impressing you. No good coffee shops, cafes. You haven't had like a nice cake or something, or a nice cycle. Maybe there's been a nice cycle path you could give a 5-star review to.
Once again, I didn't think this through.
All right, good. Okay.
But you told me to come up with ideas, so I thought I would chuck in some ideas. I just think after spending a month seeing, you know, reviews everywhere, you see them online quite a lot, and
yeah,
obviously TripAdvisor's. For being so well established, is a pretty garbage website for reviewing things.
Extremely, yes.
Really, like there is a gap for some sort of sensible review system in place.
This is sort of adjacent to that, but back home, I think in like Melbourne or somewhere, they used to have, you could write a tree a letter and then you could send, and then the letters were like publicly available. So you could like thank a tree for, yeah. Same line?
Yeah. Yeah, sure. If you want to review some trees, go for it.
But it just wouldn't have to be trees. You just be like, thank you, footpath, for being wide enough.
Yeah.
Appreciate you. Didn't have to step on the road.
Yeah.
XOXO Scott.
Yeah, you can do that.
Perfect.
What's the address for the tree in Melbourne?
There's like, it's a whole bunch of trees. It's like a big...
Can you post something for us?
To
Melbourne tree...
Melbourne tree letters?
Letters.
I think it was Melbourne. Australia tree... Sometimes I just don't know what keywords to use.
Melbourne's trees bombarded emailed love letters.
There we go.
2015.
Yep. Ahead of its time.
Wow.
Give us some context. What are you wowing at? How many letters got sent? Do you have any stats there?
There's a lot going on. The city council has devised an interactive urban forest map that provides individual data on each of the 70,000 trees that line the streets and parks of central Melbourne.
Oof.
Each tree is assigned an identification number, which allows you to email it. Ostensibly, this is to report damaged branches, but emailed expressions of tree devotion have been received from admirers. Alas, the trees haven't been tapping away at laptops with their twigs, asking email pests, leave them alone. Instead, a team at the City of Melbourne has branched out from other duties to field the emails. Okay. So you can email some nice things to trees.
Definitely an email job.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say it's a good thing it's emails and not as mentioned in the chat that here's a love letter written on a piece of one of your ancestors. That seems a bit ransomy, a bit. Oh, well. Okay, we can try and do that. Again, if you want to review Louis or myself individually, you can do that on the social medias or just send us a message. We'll take it completely to heart, whatever you say, but.
Question 3. There we go. Where are we? Question three. In which Spanish city would you find the Guggenheim Museum? So question three, in which Spanish city will you find the Guggenheim Museum? Answer, percentage. Look, you can think of all the things for next week, Scott.
Hey.
My well's running dry.
Not complaining. Spanish city. Guggenheim Museum. Oh, I'm not sure about this one. Which makes the percentage even harder. I don't know. Do you have many plants in your place?
Mm-hmm. They don't have email addresses, so please don't try and email them.
All right. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, he's good. Answer percentage. 3-2-1 turn. Okay.
I said Bilbao.
Yeah.
And I didn't say it confidently. And I put 72%.
72.
And I say so, my percentage is more confident than my answer.
Really? You think almost 3/4 of people know this?
Yeah, I figure teams. It's a team thing. Either some people will know museums or some people know Spanish cities and there'll be a crossover.
Well, let's get the answer. First of all, is Bilbao.
Okay.
Like the Hobbit.
Good.
Guesses. So, Scott, you said 72?
Yes.
Oh, Goose said 38.
Oh.
Lower. And people watching live, the spread in the chat is a bit of a spread. 78, 34, 66. That yeah. chimes in with the ones on screen too. Well, the
40-something swing.
Actual percentage for this one came out at 47.9.
Oh, that's disappointing.
Yeah.
I'm way off.
Yeah, so Scott is 24.1 away.
Okay. Not great.
Goose closer, obviously. Audience, though, they could snake in here. The audience average for that one came out at 60.6.
Mm.
So just sort of in between. So Scott's farthest away, then the audience, and then Goose is only 9.9 away. Audience 12 away, so a little bit more. From hero to zero.
I was confident about the wrong aspect of my yeah. answers.
So that means 3 points to Goose for that one. 2 points to the auto. 1 point to Scott for that one.
All right. Okay. That's not my favorite start to a league, but that's okay. That's okay. All right. I was asked a question yesterday. The big six you'd take to a picnic. What six items, including drink, would be on your list to take to picnic? I have mine. I think it's pretty solid. And I feel like there might be some crossover between yours and mine.
Six grapes.
No, it... The grapes would be one. That's right. One. Okay. That'd count as one.
No
you
grapes.
Take as many grapes as you want.
Yeah.
But we're not going to class like charcuterie board as one.
Right.
That can be a three. And then you've got three right. more to take.
That's a three, obviously. An allowance.
Yeah.
What would I... Six things on a picnic.
Yeah. Say if it was you and me going on a picnic.
Yeah.
And I was just like... Hey, can you stop into the shops and grab something or prepare something? So it doesn't have to be just shop bought stuff. My number one was like a nice baguette.
Can I predict you've got hummus on yours?
Yes. Yeah. That's two. So a nice baguette sandwich for each of us. That yeah, counts as one because that's just one thing. A
little hummus to dip into.
A little dip of hummus. That's number two.
A bag of nuts.
I said chocolate coated peanuts.
Okay. I'm trying to guess yours here. This isn't what I would go for.
All right, this is fun. I'll give you a clue. I had five and then a drink.
So we've got three of them already.
Yeah.
You go for some fruit, so maybe apple?
I didn't say any apple.
No. Okay.
No fruits.
No fruits.
Yeah.
Crisps, that's a good one. Shout in the chat.
Yeah. Crisps is on there.
Did you say what type of crisps?
Probably salt and pepper.
What? Are we...
Just normal, not crinkle cut, just... I feel like playing to the to the masses with that one. Just salt and pepper.
All right. We need one more food thing.
Wait, I think I had two more food things. Oh, no, it was six and a drink. Sorry.
Oh,
sorry.
Can't even abide his own rules. What is going on here?
Sausage rolls in the chat. Not sausage rolls.
Nothing pastry based.
Nothing pastry based.
Cold pizza.
No. That's an interesting, interesting idea, though. One of them's probably closer to crisps. Not scotch egg. That was in the chat as well.
Oh.
One scotch egg between us. There's one sweet and one savory.
Popcorn.
Not popcorn.
Okay.
Popcorn's a good shout, though. Would you go sweet or salty? Or both? A mix of both?
Sweet.
Oh, you like sweet popcorn?
Yeah.
Interesting. I can't. Unless it's like mixed together. Just can't do sweet popcorn. Unless it's like caramel popcorn.
What else?
Pretty simple one.
Watermelon. No, you didn't have
no fruit. No fruit. I said crackers.
Cheese.
No cheese.
What?
Crackers. Just like, I don't know, sweet chili
crackers. You're having crackers and crisps.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you've lost me.
And a bag of Haribo. Like something sweet like that. Some jelly candies. Candies?
Some jellies. No.
Well, what's yours? Hummus? Popcorn?
No. Not necessarily. No.
And what did we have the other day? Marmite hummus. Was that it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no. Chocolate hummus.
Yeah.
That's what we had. Chocolate hummus and chocolate little hummus. Breadsticks.
How's Goose been doing? He asks. You won the last one.
The last question, yeah.
You won the last question, yeah. And also the first one.
Yeah.
So you've won two. You're doing better when you're not here than you are. when you are here. What would be in my...
Yeah, if I was just say, hey, just pop to the shops, and you just at the shops, you didn't have to think too much about it. Go. What are you grabbing?
You know what? I'm going to bring some watermelon.
Okay. Like a whole watermelon?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe two. I don't care.
Just double fist and watermelon.
Just enough so everyone has some watermelon.
It's just you and me.
Yeah, two watermelons.
A watermelon each.
And we can grease it up and we can chase it around. Watermelon, yeah.
Yeah. I don't like watermelon, by the way.
Ah, oh, god damn.
There's two watermelons for you.
God damn it. What would I bring?
What would you have as like a main? Cold pizza?
After saying it, it's all I can think about. Cold pizza.
Cold pizza.
That's been wrapped in tinfoil.
Okay. So you'd order a pizza the night before.
Yeah. Just let it sit. We've had people around. Everyone's tired.
Oh, so secondhand pizza.
Yeah. We're going to go sit outside and have a picnic and there's cold pizza.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm into that.
I got watermelon. I got cold pizza. You
got two triangle-based foods.
Yeah,
depending on how you cut the watermelon.
Probably something tortilla chips.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And can I ask for an array of dips?
Yeah.
Not necessarily hummus, but I would say
I'll let you have a trio of dips.
I'd say some salsa, sour cream, and some.
Nacho cheese.
No. And some guacamole as well.
Okay, that's a good shot. All right, I'll let you have that.
Yeah, and then I think the chocolate peanuts are a good idea. The chocolate peanuts or chocolate raisins.
Thank you.
And
Not if it's too hot a day, though.
I've forgotten already what how many I've got there.
That's fine. That's a good spread.
I need something cheesy, too.
Cheese?
Yeah. No, I'm going to take some Baby Bell. Some Baby Bell for everyone.
Just a pocket full of Baby Bell and two watermelons. A watermelon on each shoulder.
There we go. I think that's a good list. Watermelon, Baby Bell, chips, pizza, dip, and I've already forgotten what I said. Chocolate something.
Chocolate peanuts.
Chocolate peanuts, maybe.
Okay. That sounds good. I'm in. When are we doing this?
Yeah, come dine with me, but outside.
Everyone's invited. BYO watermelon.
Yeah, let us know what you would take. It's a good question, Scott.
Whatever you can fit in your rucksack, really. Or just take a picnic basket. Yeah, I haven't seen anyone use a picnic basket.
No, we got rid of ours. Question four. I'm really hungry now.
Same.
Neither of us went for sandwiches, though. Or anything.
I said baguette sandwich.
Oh, what was in it?
Probably just like salad and maybe a meat.
Salad
like
and meat?
Like a cooked pork. Yeah.
Question four. Name the author who wrote the Inspector Rebus novels. So question four. Name the author who wrote the Inspector Rebus novels. Let's do another little prediction.
I don't know. I've never read one.
Answer percentage.
Is this a Scottish thing?
Hmm.
Probably can't tell me.
I think I would take Dr. Pepper.
Oh.
As a beverage. Or ginger beer.
Okay. Two quite spicy drinks. Herbie. What's the word? Savory. I class them as savory.
Two savory drinks. The famously savory drinks. Ginger beer and Dr. Pepper.
I haven't had Dr. Pepper in years. When I did, I didn't like it.
Oh, not in a picnic then.
What are your feelings on different flavored Cokes? Like lemon, vanilla, cherry?
Cherry is probably okay. But I think vanilla isn't strong enough to go with Coke. And wherever the first one, lemon, it's fine. No, I take it back. I drink wise. We're going to have Calimocho.
Oh, here we go.
Now it's a party.
I'd probably take like a nice iced tea.
Okay.
Like a nice, really cold.
A nice tea.
Yeah. Just a jug.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Calimocho though. Yeah. Mm. Into that. With vanilla Coke? No.
Lemon Coke. Yeah. Oh, I might. No, maybe.
We might get one. Might make some.
Yeah, for this weekend.
Yeah, do it.
And then says going wild at a stag do. Diluting your wine with Coke.
Where's your stag do?
Oh, it's in Bilbao.
No, it's not. At the Goog.
The stag of the Goog and some Calimochos. No, in the Bilbao of England, which is near Sheffield.
I was going to say near Sheffield. Yeah, near that's Sheffield. What they call it. But fun.
I've blown so many people's minds with Calimocho.
Yeah, you could do a train mocho. Are you training there?
No. Oh. No.
Cycling?
No. No. I've cycled around that area too much. No, getting a lift.
Ah, nice. Yeah, you can take a couple of roadies.
Calimoch bros.
It's a great drink. At the same at the pub, if I got sick of beer, they'd be like, can I make you a weird red wine drink? It's like, yeah, go for it.
It's red wine and Coke.
Coke. Maybe a little bit of like lemon.
Yeah.
Lots of ice.
Yeah.
Definitely recommended. Get on it.
Answer percentage. Scott, what have you put?
I didn't have an answer.
And
73%.
Okay. The answer is in ranking.
Yeah, I would never have got to that.
For the answer for question four. Percentage wise, though, let's get your guess up on screen. So you said 73. Goose said 70. Mm-hmm. So the actual for this one came out at 80.4. So Scott's currently closest, snaking in there in between. The audience average, though, so Scott's only 7 away. There's room to jump in. The audience average from all the teams that have submitted came out at 66.8%. So Scott gets full points. 2 points to Goose, 1 point to the audience for that one. All pretty close, 13 away, 10 away, then 7 away. But Scott is closest.
Happy with that. Happy with that. It's a comeback.
Woo.
It might be. We'll see. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how the scores have fallen this time yet. So far. Oh, how was your festival? Music festival. Connect.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
Give
some highlights.
Highlights. On the Friday, I enjoyed Idols. I was very active.
Dancing around?
Yeah, there was a lot of mosh pit action.
Oh, nice.
Which was good. Mm-hmm. Got hit in the mouth, so my lip was a bit swollen the day after. Had someone accidentally bit me in the head. Oh, no, it's teeth in my head. What's going on there?
Had to pry them off.
Yeah.
Anyone got a crowbar?
So they were great. That was good on a Friday. I was very sweaty. That was a sweaty 90 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday, Chemical Brothers, they were good. Good light show. They had some big robots on stage.
Yeah.
Did you
camp out there?
No.
No. Back and forth?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Could you camp out there?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I got the train and walked. So 5-minute train journey and like a 50-minute walk.
Mm-hmm.
No one else walked. It was walking along the main road. There was like a path. So it's not too weird or anything. But everyone else got the tram and I was just like, I think I'm halfway there. I'll keep going.
Yeah.
Took some road beers.
Yeah.
Just walked along.
Nah, I would have done exactly the same.
Didn't pass a single soul every time. And then Sunday, just a big day. Self-Esteem, Little Sims, Bombay Bicycle Club, Mogwai, The National.
Mm-hmm. Some big names.
Yeah, so that was a big day. So that was good too. They ran out of beer on Sunday.
Oh no.
I went to buy a beer, paid for it. A woman turned to me and was like, oh, I just gave away the last two.
Oh no.
I've done two ciders instead. I'm like, I paid for it.
Do you have any color mochas?
And I was like, fine. Went to a different bar. They just ran out as well.
No.
Went to a third bar and there was some left.
Oof.
So I'd go in and panicked. I was like, I've got three drinks. I don't know what's going on here. I was just determined to get a beer.
Triple parked.
Yeah. And I was like, I hope people don't think I'm cool. This isn't gonna fly with my reputation.
Look at this guy.
Three.
Teeth marks on his forehead and three cans. Old three can Louis.
Whoa.
Oh, lads.
Look at him. But it was good. The aforementioned walking was good. I think I walked like 30,000 steps a day.
Cool.
Which is,
so did you say 15 or 50?
30.
Minutes.
Oh, walk 50.
50. Okay. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. And then there was obviously a lot of standing around at the festival too. No sitting down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So there were lots of people camping?
Not too many, no. You could if you wanted to, but I think they provided all the equipment for the camping, so there was uniform tents and stuff like that.
Fire festival.
Yeah.
Right. Was there enough music to go around for so you wake up in the morning? Do you have do you have to wait until 3 o'clock?
Yeah, and your band start playing, I think the first acts were maybe two or three, and there was some comedy spoken word stuff.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
Yeah, there was yoga stuff as well if you wanted to.
Some festival yoga.
Yeah, so you could keep yourself entertained all day if you were there.
That's
an early riser, perhaps.
Interesting. Okay, cool. I've never been to a camping festival.
Oh no.
The only festival I've been to pretty much started at 1 and then went until 10, and then is in the the university grounds where my friend went to uni. So it was like, to start with, there was like families there, like kids running around getting face painted. And then at a certain point, they told them they had to leave.
Oh, and, just them.
And then things got pretty rowdy. Nah, it was just, yeah. It was interesting, but no camping. Everyone was just from the uni, so yeah.
Well, it's an experience if you want to camp at a festival.
Yeah, I don't know how I'd feel about it because I do like showers, and I feel like that doesn't happen. And like, just see like pictures of people with like shopping trolleys just dragging all their stuff, or like dragging broken tents and things like that. I'm sure it's great fun, but I just don't know if I'm prepared for it.
Well, you can plan ahead.
True. True. I don't know what to go and see.
I mean, festival season's over, so.
Oh. Not in Australia, it's not.
Yeah, so. Nah, it was not the time to do it.
All right. We'll see. Maybe I'll try for next year. Maybe I'll put that on my 32 before 30, 33 before 33
camping
list.
At a festival. Well, there's a few nearby. What, Kelburn? That's a.
Yeah, what sort of music's that? Metal.
No.
Just had a fly into my nose.
Wow. Who played the 30th of June next year? It's already announced. Oof.
Who's headlining?
I'll see who played this year.
And also, I feel like I'd be like, yeah, I'll take enough food and then just hammer through my food and then not be able to eat or go anywhere to buy. It'll be like an hour and a half round trip to get anything.
No one you would recognize.
All right, book me in, yeah.
That's maybe a bad example, but there will be some nearby.
Okay, maybe I'll just listen to every music, and then by the time it comes around next year,
yeah,
I'll have a favorite.
Yeah. Question five. Oh, actually, I'll just do a little prediction. So people can choose who won that last one. You did.
I did.
Scott.
Yes.
No one voted for Scott.
Fantastic. You know what to do this time.
Choose prediction. Question. Question five. All right. Question five. So in terms of the Constructors' Championship, which is the most successful team in Formula One? So who's won the Constructors' Championship the most?
Don't know Formula One.
Oh no, need more F2.
Yeah, NASCAR. Ask me anything about NASCAR.
Which direction do they go?
Forwards mostly.
Aha.
All right. Just trying to think of teams that are in Formula One. Is NASCAR the NASCAR team? Lewis Hamilton, is he in Formula One?
Yeah, but not a team.
Right.
Wow, you really don't know them, do you?
All right, here we go. I'm into it. I got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, turn.
Mercedes-Benz.
Okay.
68%.
68, he said. That's a team. They're a car company, manufacturer.
That's the big hurdle.
That's the big one.
Done.
MB, as they're known to fans.
Yep.
They're not.
MB in the F1.
The answer is Ferrari.
Yeah. They do make fast cars.
Yes. For a long time, too.
Right.
For a long time.
Ah, they've got history on their side.
They do, yes. It's been around for a while, Formula One, so.
I mean, Red Bull's got a team, right?
Yeah, but okay. I don't think Red Bull's been around for that long.
So that good 1800s juice?
First Formula One race was 1950, which was probably before Red Bull
was even conceived.
Yeah, that's back when they had Coke in their drinks. for energy.
And the cars to go fast.
So let's get the guesses on screen. So you said 68.
Yep.
You said 60.
Oh.
So you guys are pretty close together.
We were, we were.
The actual percentage for this one came out at 67.3. So Scott's redeemed himself in the final question here. Very close.
F1 to A1.
Could be two in a row. Could be two in a row here. But we'll see what the audience put. So 0.7 is very close. But they could snake in. The audience average from everyone that filled out the form this week came out at 61.2.
Well, hey.
So he's clapping himself. 3 points to Scott, 2 points to the audience for that one, and 1 point to Goose.
Nice. Nice. Okay, I like that. Good, strong finish. Okay, I've got a question. When do you think Red Bull was launched? What year?
Um, 1999.
Wrong. 1987.
Okay. As a what?
Just as a drink. Just as Red Bull.
Red Bull.
Yeah, that shocked me. Also, when when do you think the first documented high five was?
1840.
Like the 1970s.
Okay.
That's weird, right? That's weird.
No, I mean...
Yeah.
I can't imagine the Beatles high-fiving each other, so...
But you said 1840.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. I found that out the other day. I think it's like Magic Johnson or something. Yeah, anyway, there we go. Two sweet little date-related facts.
Oh, boy, yeah. Okay, that's good to know. Thank you, Scott.
High fives and Red Bull. Okay, all right. Okay, cool. We can move on to the scores now.
No. Have you got any other dates?
Nah, I've got to save some for next week.
Scott's time machine.
Scott Dub time machine.
How was your hot dub time machine?
It was good. It was fun. Yeah, lots of people. Actually, I met someone who used to watch the stream while I was there. They couldn't remember their username. So.
Okay. but they remembered your name.
Yeah. They were like, are you from Goose's Quizzes? And I was like, yes. Why? I'm like, we used to. It was very nice. They were very sweet. They were good. We got a photo together. It was cute.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. No, it was good. It was good. So, yeah. But enjoyed it. Danced a lot. Had very sore legs the next day. Was holding two cans of water, so I can relate to you heavily on that front. Yeah. Probably didn't look as cool as two ciders and a beer, but I was so well hydrated. So well hydrated.
Well, you don't have to compare yourself to me that often.
I try not to.
But nice. So that's good. Meeting the fans.
Yeah. I went with my flatmate and some friends, and I was like, who was that? And why'd they get a photo with you? I was like, oh. Long story from my other life.
Yeah. I had a... someone took a picture with me for a friend's birthday.
Nice.
And they got me to sign that picture for them.
They printed it out?
Yeah. As a gift for them. They got a signed picture of us together.
Ah, that's cute.
Which is, yeah, and a yearly occurrence. It's not super regular, but it definitely happens. It's not unusual.
Okay. Well, if anyone wants a meet and greet with Louis, send us an email. I'll let you know.
I look really good in the pricing structure. I look really good in the picture too.
Did you? So,
yeah.
That's good. I mean, I don't.
What a treat for everyone involved. I can sign your picture. It's like that joke in The Simpsons where there's a picture of Sean Connery signed by Roger Moore. Like, I'll sign anything, really.
Yeah, I'll sign any of Louis' headshots. Yeah. If that's what you're into.
Yes, good. Final standings. Yes. These are stories that have been recognized by quizzers, quiz teams, which is
funny.
Fun.
Surreal.
Yeah. But we're big deals. We're big deals. Anyway, final standings. You confident?
A little bit more after the last one.
Oh, not with a big dog in campus.
Not full confident.
No.
I'd say I'm
a little confident.
Maybe like a 78%.
Well, treat yourself because you're not last.
Happy with that.
Doing rubbish is the audience in third. In third place and 7 points. So take a good, long, hard look at yourself.
Yeah.
You've embarrassed yourselves.
Next week. Happy 1987 Red Bulls next week.
Yeah. High five each other.
Yeah.
To get hyped up. In second place, so 7 points for third. Second place was 11 points. Winning score was 12 points. So pretty close. Top two in second place on 11 points is Goose. And then winning on 12 points is Scott, right there.
Doing it. Doing it. Clean sheet this year. Let's go.
So he's
this league's mine, baby.
Off to a bang. This week.
And a great start.
Well done.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, congratulations. Everyone say well done, Scott.
Thank you. I will be signing headshots.
Yeah. As a prize, if you win the league, we'll get Scott to sign a headshot.
You can't bring your own. You have to buy mine.
Yeah.
And that's the hustle. Nah. Happy with that? Good. Good. Doubtful during the middle. But I think I bookended it well.
Yeah, you did. You did well.
Nice, nice. All right, good. Oh, all right. Is that done? That's done.
I think so.
Finish
yeah.
on a high note.
Unless you got anything else to add.
No more dates. Not yet. Next week, I'll bring some more dates back. But thank you very much for questioning today, Louis.
My pleasure. We'll be back next.
Next week.
Thursday.
Next week.
Yeah.
Thursday.
Thursday, we think. yes, back next Thursday or Friday, possibly. Back next week, whenever you're listening to this, recording this, watching this on the various platforms, if you're watching just now on Spotify, you're looking great. I can see you.
Show us around your room. Oh, wow. Look at that. Oh, you're outside now.
Whoa, great. Look at this magic.
It's a two-way camera situation.
It is.
All right, well, let's finish it off there. Thank you very much, everyone. It's been fun. And that's a goodbye from me.
Oh, yeah, that's also goodbye from me. We'll see you all next week. Give us some things to discuss because you don't want no more. Stop asking me to think up things.
It's forcing you to send in topics. All right. Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you very much for jumping in on today's episode of The Percentage Game. Congratulations to insert name here for winning. Everything you need to know is on the website, goosesquizzes.com. If you want to get in touch, info@goosesquizzes.com or on any of the social media or the Discord's there. If you want to get involved in the percentage game, the link's going to be on the social media as well. Come and check us out live every Friday. We start at 3:30 for a bit of behind the scenes action, but we start the episode recording at 4:00. So hopefully see you then. Thanks, everyone. Bye.